when I was in Toronto, I decided, okay, I always wanted a decent copy of Understanding Media. So I looked through all these different bookstores. I looked everywhere. Couldn't find a decent copy at all. Couldn't even find one of those, you know, that was a mass market paperback. Crappy edition. So finally I found one at the University of Toronto bookstore. It had been reprinted in 2002, which, you know, for all these years, it seems to have mainly existed in that crappy mass market copy. I did find on the internet, I found a hardcover copy, but I couldn't find anything in the bookstores. And then I also got a copy of a book that he was supposed to be working on when he died that his son finished called The Laws of Media. And I have them both here somewhere, but I haven't been able to find them lately. Understanding Media, I just got into that really. I got it sort of back then, and I read The Medium as the Massage many times. But Understanding Media, I didn't really get into. But about 4 years ago, I picked it up. And instead of starting at the beginning, I started in the middle. I think really it's one of the top, certainly one of the top 10 books of the century. It's fabulous. The writing is just fabulously good. And I've actually looked at all the McLuhan books. And the truth is that some of his later books, he got very academic, you know, with lots of quotes and footnotes and basically built on other people's quotes. But Understanding Media, Media is all him. And it's just brilliant. It's really fantastic. And you can pick it up. The chapters are very short. You pick it up and you say, and you turn to say radio. It's just incredible. Everything he says is like the exact opposite of what you think radio is. It's just incredible.